Welcome to Love You Most. This might not be the easiest episode to like listen to, so make sure you're listening to this in a space where you can like take it all in. I want to give like some sisterly love. Like just imagine that I'm your bestie, your sister, just like that person who is really going to have your back and wants you to like live the very best life that you possibly can. Imagine that I'm that person, because literally I am. I want you to have like enjoyable relationships, whether that's friendships or relationships with your partner or whatever. And I'm going to be sharing with you all the things I wish someone had told me and things that I wish that I had like listened to whenever I went through breakups. There won't be any Q&A segment in this episode, and there won't be a little bookish segment, because I feel like we're just going to really get into the nitty gritty of breakups. Breakups are hard. I feel like breakups are things that we don't really talk about enough, and maybe because they're hard and everyone goes through breakups in like a different way, but I almost feel like right after you break up with someone, there's like friends that are there for you or family members or whoever, and people are just like really supportive. And then I feel like after a while, people kind of drift away and expect you to kind of just like move on. And that moving on part is so hard, especially when you've had someone so like connected to your life, connected to your future plans, connected to your past. Like it almost seems like that person is a part of you in a way. And I feel like we just don't talk enough about that breakup process and like how to actually get over it or get through it. So I'm going to be sharing 9 different ways that you guys can get over a breakup and reminders for after a breakup. And hopefully these will help you. I also want to share like some of my personal experiences, because I feel like I don't talk about this enough. And I really don't talk about it anywhere on the internet, because obviously I'm happily married. I've been with my husband for years. We got together in 2012 and became friends in 2010. So we've had like a very long relationship of friends and as like two people who are in love. So I don't really even think about like any other relationship outside of this one, because this one has been one so long, but two, it's just been like so great. And I feel like the growth that we've had within this relationship, that's like really what I think about when I think about relationships and like things like that. So I don't know, I just don't really think outside of that. But I feel like this is needed, because now that I'm in my 30s, I feel like I get a lot of questions from friendships who are asking like, how did you get over a breakup? Like, I'm going through a breakup, it's hard. And I feel like in the summer, people like break up. Like, I feel like in winter, people like want to have cozy cuddle season, they want to be together. In the summer, people are like, I want to be outside. Like, I want to be outside, like having mimosas or throwing back shots, going on like trips with friends, and I want to be single. So I feel like a lot of people like end relationships around this time. So I figure that this would be a really good time to like have this episode. And I also feel like spring is when a lot of things change. Like it's when you might graduate from high school. It's when you will, well, I guess not spring, but late spring, like right before summer. But it's when you graduate from high school. It's when you graduate from college. I feel like spring is just like a really big transitional period, which is kind of like reminiscent of the like actual season, because spring is transitioning into like obviously summer, but I feel like the blooms of flowers and the sun peeking out from behind the clouds, like all those things are things that you don't really see in other seasons. Like I feel like in fall, like the leaves fall down, like the leaves, they die. And in winter, like the grass dies and like, you know, snow comes down, but it like kills off everything. And I feel like spring is kind of like new growth, new beginning type of vibe. So I don't know. I hope this episode gives you hope for like you to have some kind of like positive thoughts towards like what could come for your future without this person that you're with. And maybe you're in the trenches. Like maybe you are that person who's like, I cannot like get past this person. And maybe you broke up with them, or they broke up with you a long time ago and you still haven't been able to get over them. I just want to provide some perspective and like give you some reminders that I feel like will be helpful. So let's get into the first one. And the first one, as always, is an important one. I feel like some of the first ones that I share are usually the most important, because I want you to like really hook, line, and sinker into this like very first reminder before anything else, because I feel like it's kind of the foundation for everything else. And the first reminder for after a breakup is that you were happy before them, you'll be happy after them. Like this person has obviously come into your life and made it hopefully better at some points, because obviously you like dated them. But obviously they're not in your life anymore. And there's a reason for that. And I feel like sometimes we can, I don't know, just feel like our life is so wrapped up in someone that we can't see anything good outside of that person. And we feel like our life is kind of over without them. And maybe you weren't happy before them, but like you had a life before them. I guess I'll say that because I don't know, like everyone's like where you are, like mentally, like maybe you were struggling before you started dating them. And then like you started dating them and like things got better. But like you had a life before them. You had friends before them, or you had family before them, or you had a job before them. Like you had an existence of your own. And then obviously they came into your life because they liked something about you or you liked something about them. And all of those traits, like that kindness that maybe they saw in you, that strength, that independence, that humor, like all those things that they saw in you, like all the reasons that they wanted to be with you, those things are still there. And just because they're gone, or just because maybe they've told you like, oh, you're not this, you're not that, or maybe you have felt like you let your guard down around that person. So you almost feel like they don't really see that version of you that they initially saw. That person is still there. Like whether you want to act like she is or he is or not, like they are still there and you can become that person again. Or even if you don't want to be that exact same person, like the person that you were when your partner like found you or you found them, you can reinvent yourself. You can be new. Like you can have a new, like, I don't know, a new identity outside of your partner. And I really want to remind you of that first and foremost, because sometimes it feels like our happiness is like so linked to our partner that we just won't ever be able to find it again or find like the same joy that we had with our partner. Like we'll maybe be happy, but maybe not as happy ever again, but that's just not true. And I dated like two guys officially, like, and I say officially because I talked to a few people throughout college and high school, but there were two guys that I was like, okay, these are like my boyfriend. And I was always a type who never really wanted to like put a label on things because I was like, I want to be sure. Like, I don't want to be like having, you know, a boyfriend every week. Like, I want to like be very sure that this is someone that I like want to date for a while, potentially date forever. Like, I never really wanted to get into a relationship just to be in a relationship, because I was like, if we're not going to like have this thing be a long-term thing, then like we could just be talking. Like, what's the point of like dating? When I see dating, it's like, okay, we're exclusive. Like, you know, it's you and me. Like, I don't know. I feel like the two relationships that I had, the first one that was like my first ever boyfriend, I think I've talked about this before, but I was so like connected to this person in the sense of like, I felt like my value was like determined by how they viewed me, and my happiness was determined by how happy we could be together. And I would try so hard to like make that relationship work, because I felt like if it didn't, then all those good things that I had in my life would be completely gone. Like if I wasn't with this person, I wouldn't be happy ever again, or like I wouldn't be able to find like the joy in life again. Like all of those things I just felt were so wrapped up in this person. And I remember, I think I shared this. I don't even really remember like exactly, but I think I shared this, but I'm gonna share it again because I don't know if I did. But I remember I was like 16. That was like my first official boyfriend. I remember I couldn't have like a boyfriend until 16, but I had like talked to other people before that, but never was like, this is my boyfriend. So had my first boyfriend at 16. I remember we dated for like 3 months, and I remember we were like in his parents' basement, I think after like 2 months, and like we were watching Juno, which all these specifics like really don't matter, but I'm painting a picture, okay? So we were watching Juno, and I remember that it was dark, we were in the basement, it was just us down there. So I was like, oh, like we're gonna kiss, because like we had never kissed at this point. But I'm like, we've been dating for like 2 months, like, you know, we hold hands sometimes, like I'm 16, like, yeah, like I'm down to like kiss my boyfriend. So I kind of go in for a kiss because I'm a very like independent person. I'm very like, you know, I don't know. I'm ready to make some moves. So I go in for a kiss, and I could tell like they were not interested in that. Like they didn't really want to like kiss me. And I remember after that, I was kind of like, interesting. Okay. Like, you know what? That's fine. Like you don't want to kiss. And it wasn't even like they were like, hey, I don't really like want to kiss right now. Like, I'm just not like ready for that yet. It was more of just like a, like that's something that you want to do, like almost like in a judgy way. So that kind of gave me weird vibes. But then I also internalized that, and I was like, oh, well, maybe I am like being too fast, or maybe I am like being too much, or I am like being too whatever. And I took that and I put that into like my identity. And I feel like months later, whenever we ended up breaking up, I remember one of the things that that guy said. He said that you wanted to date me because you wanted to look better by being with me. And you wanted people to think that you were like a good person or a good, I think he said like good girl because you were with me. And I, again, internalized that and I was like, dang, he's right. Like, not that I wanted people to see me like as a better person because I was with him, but because I believed that I was not good enough, I felt like people were seeing me as like less than. And by being with someone who I obviously really cared about, like that they were going to be like, oh, you know, she's like a good person. She has a good boyfriend. He's a great guy. She's a great girl. And I internalized that thinking like, I'm a bad person. He's like found out who I am because 2 months ago I wanted to like kiss him and he like didn't want to kiss me back. Like, I don't even know if that makes sense, but like, it was just so interesting how I transformed over the months of being like very confident in who I was and my decisions to by the end of our relationship being like, I don't know who I am. I think I'm this like bad person. I feel like I am like this person who needs someone else to make me into a better person and not even make me look better. Cause I guess I wouldn't say that I was like, I didn't really think that he was making me look better by like us being together, but I felt like he was making me better, if that makes sense, like better as a better person, like an actually better person. Cause I really thought I was like a bad person. And it's just so interesting how you can take on all of these different identities from who you're with, whether they say it to you or not, or just like based on your own actions. And you can take that and say like, that's who I am. And you can just think like, you know, I am never going to be happy. I'm never going to be able to be confident without this person. I'm never going to be able to be independent without this person. I can never be a good girl in the eyes of the world without this person. Like, I can never be X, Y, and Z without this person. And that is just not true. I was an independent, incredible, funny, happy, kind, nice person before that relationship. And then after that little 3 months ended, that little teeny tiny blip in my life, after that ended, I was happy after that. But I think in the moment, I just couldn't see it. Like when we broke up, he ended up breaking up with me at a bonfire. And I remember he was at the bonfire and I was at home and I was getting ready to go to the bonfire. And he like texted me and was like, don't come. Like, we shouldn't be together. Like, I don't think we need to be together. And I was like, well, I'm literally like putting on my coat. Like, I'm about to come. I think I was like literally on my way or something. Like, and he was like, no, like, don't come. Like, we don't want to be together. So then all my friends were texting me. They're like, are you okay? Cause he was like telling people that he just like broke up with me. And I just remember being like so devastated and kind of going back to what I was saying before, I just felt so bad. Like, I felt like, obviously I was sad that I wasn't with this person, but all of these things that I told myself that I wasn't because I was with this person, I started thinking, well, like, you are those things. Like, you are annoying. You are unhappy, or you're going to continue to be unhappy. You are an unlikable person. You are like just all these negative things because I wasn't with that person that I just like deem so highly. So you will be happy without them. You will be amazing without them. You will be funny without them. Like, whether they said you're X, Y, and Z, it literally doesn't make it true. Like, just because someone has an opinion of you does not mean that that's like the accurate one. And take it with a grain of salt. Like, people are not always seen as they actually are. And sometimes I think people project like, what's the word? They project like what they want to be or like what they think that they are onto like another person. So like, for example, I don't even think that's like the right way to explain it. Like, I feel like he wanted to be seen as someone who was like a really good guy. So, cause I mean, like, people thought he was like nice, but they didn't think he was like God's gift to earth. And I think he wanted to be seen as this like super great guy, this super nice guy. So to him, he's like, oh, this is why she wants to be with me, because I am this. So if I like verbalize that to her and tell her like, yeah, you only want to be with me because I am this, like, of course that's believable because like, that's what I believe. But like, that's literally not why I wanted to be with him and not what I thought about our relationship or anything. And just because he said that does not mean that it's true. And the same goes for if he told you that you're annoying or if he told you that you're undesirable, if you're ugly, you're dumb, you're whatever, you're, I don't care. Like, it doesn't mean that you are those things. So that's the first very long thing. And this is why I was like, we cannot have like a Q&A after this episode, because I'm just going to go on a rant, because sometimes partnerships, they can be like so toxic in breakups, because I feel like people, especially when you're younger, you don't know how to just like be nice. Like when we broke up, I remember after we broke up, I kind of like kept asking, like, I don't understand why we're breaking up. Like, I don't really get it. Like, it came out of nowhere. And I remember he was just kind of like, oh, it's just not working. Like, and it literally was out of nowhere. Like, we were completely fine. And then like he sent me that text at the bonfire, and part of me was thinking like, maybe it's because he like had summer plans. Like, I remember he was like leaving for the summer, again, right before summer, these hoes be ready to be in the streets. Okay. Not, he's literally wasn't a hoe. Like, he was a fine person, but like, he had a lot of plans over the summer. We're going to be distanced. Like, that's probably what it was, to be honest. But instead of saying like, hey, I don't know if this is going to work, like, or I'm not really interested in trying to make it work. Like, I just don't see a future for us. And like leaving it at that, he was kind of like, oh, well, you know, it's just not working. And I was like, well, I don't really understand like where this came from. Like, if you felt that way, like, why didn't you tell me this before like tonight? It's just like very sudden. And then that's where it shifted from like, oh, it's not working, to like, you're the problem. You're doing this, you're doing that. Like, this is why I don't want to be with you, because you are terrible. Like, not terrible, but you know what I mean? You get the gist. So just because someone says something does not mean that it's true. And just because you feel like your happiness and joy and life is wrapped up in someone does not mean that it is. Like, it's not. You've had a life before them and you will have one after them. And another reminder for after a breakup is, it's okay to not be okay. I feel like that's a really important one, because sometimes we feel like after a breakup, we need to like put on this show that we're like all together. Like, we need to get on Instagram and like look cute. We need to like go out and do all the things. We need to like make sure that they know we're having a good time without them. Like, we need to like make sure that they know that our life is going on perfectly fine without them, and they are just like not even in our mind in any way. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's just not really like honest to ourselves to be that way. And I mean, obviously it does make us feel like a little good if like, you know, that person's like maybe checking in on you, trying to figure out what you're doing. And they're like, oh dang, like they have this like great life. They have all these things going for them. But like, just to be honest with yourself, I feel like sometimes we can be so busy to try and like push down our emotions so that we don't have to come back and sit with that like heavy, hard feeling. We don't have to sit with that sadness. We don't have to sit with that anger. And we just let it fester. So then I feel like by 6 months of you like looking cute, going out, getting dressed up, like doing all the things, 6 months after that breakup is over, you're just starting to grieve, because you've been like going out and like, you know, trying to just do all the things. And I feel like you need to give yourself time to be sad, sit in that. Or if you don't want to sit in that, at least acknowledge it. Because I think sometimes for me, I don't enjoy sitting in sadness or like anger or any feeling. But I think acknowledging that it's there is very important. And maybe verbalizing it to a therapist, to a friend, to a family member, just verbalizing it that it hurts, that it's hard. And like moving on from there, I think is so much more healthy than trying to pretend like, oh yeah, it didn't bother me. Like, it was no big deal. Like, it's okay not to have it all together. And another reminder for after a breakup is that the pain of this breakup is less than the pain you'd feel if you stay unhappy forever. And I just think that that is something I have to remind myself of often, because I don't know, I feel like, I mean, obviously I'm not reminding myself of that often, but I want to remind you that often, because breakups just are hard. And whenever the breakup happens, like, you just know it's going to be like a long couple months getting through that, just trudging through those emotions. And sometimes it can be like, man, like, let me just try to like work through this thing that's happening, like whatever is hard in the relationship, let's just like work through this. But that working through of whatever that thing is could last years. Like maybe your partner, they like are disrespectful to you in like the way that they talk. Like they talk to you disrespectfully when they're angry. Like let's say that. That's a good example. And you could think, well, let's just like work through this. I think that we can work through this and over time we'll get through it. Like if you just broke up with them, you would be over and done with that like feeling, emotion, whatever. Like, I don't know, maybe a year, probably. Like, I don't know. I'm saying a year because I just like I'm taking a guess, but could be less, could be more. I don't know. But if you're continually trying something with someone, that could last 8 years. That could last 10 years. That could be 15 years of your life working on that same thing that's never going to change because that's just who they are. So I just really, really, really want to remind you that the pain of your breakup is going to be a lot less painful than just being unhappy with that person for the same thing over and over again for the rest of your life. And another reminder for after a breakup is it really does get better. I wish someone had told me this after I broke up with my second boyfriend, and that was in college. We talked like most of high school, and then we started dating like at the end of high school. We were going our separate ways, so we didn't know if long distance would work or not. And I remember like whenever we broke up, I just was thinking that like, I don't know, I just didn't think that things would get better. I felt like I would always like have feelings for him. I was like, he is someone I feel so strongly for. Like, I just can't imagine myself not being with him, and had all these future plans. And granted, I was like 17 or 18. Like, I was so young, but I think because that's the only like the strongest feeling I had felt at that time, I couldn't imagine anything else or anything better. And now being with the person that I'm with now, and looking back at the feeling I had then, I am so incredibly glad I let go of that person to find someone who is actually like worth the love that I was giving the other person. And I think, I don't know, I don't think you can really open yourself up to something new until you fully close off your heart from that old thing. And for me, I just was so scared that like, if I close my heart off to this potential thing that like was really good, but then it went sour. If I close my heart off to this, will I ever find a love like that? Will I like always be thinking about that other person and wishing that like I was still wishing with them and wishing that I tried harder? And I can tell you now, I am so glad that I broke up with that person, but I also wish that I did it sooner. And the whole story behind me and my like ex-boyfriend was we talked for a long time. We started dating. We dated for like 9 months, which isn't very long in the span of relationships, but we had been talking for like right after me and that other guy broke up when I was 16. Me and this guy, we started talking when I was like almost 17. So like a couple months later, like girl moves on fast. Girl's like, I didn't get my first kiss from this dude. Well, I guess it wasn't my first kiss, but I didn't get my first kiss in a relationship from this dude. Like we're gonna move on. I was like, we dated for like 3 months with that first guy, you know, whatever, like we're moving on. So this guy was someone that I've been friends with for like since like fourth grade. We already had like a good like partnership and like connection and stuff. And I guess I wouldn't say partnership, friendship is the word that I'm thinking here. We had a good friendship and connection, and we ended up like talking, like kind of like flirting, whatever, when I was like 17. And I remember whenever we got together, it was in college, and when we dated, I remember I broke up with him because I felt like he was cheating on me, but I didn't have proof. But like your gut knows, like it literally knows. And I felt like he was, and then he ended up having a child with the person that I felt that he was cheating on me with. So, I mean, your gut intuition is like telling you what it needs to tell you, or your conviction from the Lord, like whatever that thing is that's stirring in you, there's something there that I feel like gives you the insight to know like, okay, this is like, something's happening here. And I remember whenever we broke up, I was just like, I haven't heard from you in a week. You are like, you know, over on this other side of the world in the military, like, you know, on Facebook, on Messenger, because at the time, like everyone's on Facebook at this time because it's like super popular. on Facebook, making like statuses, making Messenger updates, like all these things, like won't respond to texts, won't respond to a call. So like, this is over. It's been a week. Like, I obviously see that you're like alive. You just are choosing not to communicate with me and we need to move on. And I remember whenever I broke up with him, I doubted myself and I was like, am I making the right decision? Like, girl, he did not talk to you for a week. And it's not that he wasn't talking to you for a week because he was busy. Like, he wasn't talking to you for a week because he didn't want to. Like, he was like on the internet hopping around, posting all this stuff. Like, he didn't lose your number. And I think sometimes as like humans, we can overanalyze everything and think like, well, maybe like something happened. Like, maybe they like meant to call and they fell asleep, or like maybe whatever. No, like absolutely not. Like, the way that you're feeling that way for a reason. And I don't know. I wish that I had broke up with him sooner and had let go of the thought that like maybe something would change, because for months we did that whole back and forth where it would be a few days, hadn't heard from him, would call, we'd talk for like a few minutes. He'd be like, oh, I'm hanging out with my friends right now. Like, sorry, I'm busy. We're going ice skating. We're doing this, we're doing that. You could hear friends laughing in the background, which is fine. Like, you know, you do your thing, pop off. But for me, I'm in college. So like, I'm making time to call you when I'm in college. Like, obviously I care about you. Obviously we're not going to see each other for a while. So like, making you a priority is really important to me. So it should be the same. And again, I wish that I had let go of that person earlier, because I think that that like really made my self-esteem take a nosedive, because going from two people that I felt hadn't really like valued me and who were kind of like gaslighting me and being like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, I haven't called you, but I've just been busy. Like, you know, I don't know why you're like acting this way. Like, all these things, it made me really doubt myself and made my confidence just go so low. So I don't know. It really does get better. Like, that's just the moral of the story, because until I start like talking about like this on podcast episodes, or just like anytime I'm talking about it, I guess it's really only on podcast episodes. Like, if I'm on someone else's podcast, I don't even really talk about this, because it's literally the tiniest blip in my life, because I was like literally in my teens and I'm like 31 now. But when I talk about it, I get so heated, because younger me did not realize her value and worth. And I shouldn't have dealt with that kind of like just those types of people for as long as I did. But I think because my self-esteem was so low, I just felt like that's what I deserved. And now seeing like someone who literally treats me like the ground I walk on is gold, now that I'm with that person, I'm like, who were you to deal with these knuckleheads? It really does get better. It does. And you might not think that there's anyone better out there for you, but I promise there is. And another reminder is to go on solo dates, because they're healing and build confidence. I feel like I've talked about that a lot in episodes, but I think that that's a good reminder, because like, I don't know, sometimes we feel like we have to do something with someone to have an enjoyable life, but that's just not true. Like, you can do things on your own and really enjoy life. Another reminder is that your worth isn't defined by your relationship status. Like, whether you're single, whether you're not, like, you can have a good life by yourself. And the next reminder is to stop measuring your healing in time, because there's no time limit on healing. And I think that that's pretty self-explanatory, because sometimes we can rush our healing. We can think like, oh, we don't really need that much time to like get it together. Like, kind of like I was saying before, but there really is no timeline, and that's okay. And the last reminder is that you will get through this breakup one day at a time. Like, don't think about like the future. Just think about getting through like today, like right now. And then tomorrow, think about tomorrow. And the day after that, think about the day after that. That's it. Like, just don't think about anything past that. So if you guys want more of an episode like this, maybe me deep diving into this even more, let me know over on Love You Most Pod Instagram. Be sure to leave a review. There weren't any reviews this time, but I would love to read one next time. And I love you so much, more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot. And I'll see you guys in the next podcast episode. Bye, guys.